A strong mind is built the same way a strong body is, through endurance and resistance. What if I told you that your biggest enemy is not out there? It's in here, inside your mind. Not your boss, not society, not your circumstances, just you. The version of you that doubts, procrastinates, and listens to fear instead of potential. This battle isn't fought with swords or fists, but with decisions, every single day, every thought, every hesitation, every excuse. These are the real obstacles. The enemy is not some external force. It is the voice within that tries to hold you back. But here's the truth. Self-belief is not something you find. It is something you forge. It is a muscle, and like any muscle, it strengthens with resistance. Every time you push past self-doubt, every time you silence that inner critic, you get stronger. You become more than the sum of your fears. You become unstoppable. So what does it take to win this battle? It takes relentless action, an unshakable identity, and a mindset that refuses to break. It takes understanding that no one is coming to save you, because you don't need saving. You need belief. Belief in your ability, in your resilience, in your capacity to rise above every obstacle thrown your way. This is the story of self-belief, the story of you versus you. And today, you make the choice. Will you conquer the doubts within, or will they conquer you? Lesson 1. The inner war of self-doubt. The Stoics taught that nothing external can shake us as much as our own minds. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." The real fight isn't against the world, but against our own limiting beliefs. Doubt sneaks in quietly, whispering, "I'm not ready. What if I fail? It's too much work. I don't have enough time. Others are better." But where does this voice come from? It's not reality. It's fear dressed as logic. To break free, start small. Challenge every negative thought with evidence. When your mind says, "I can't," ask, "Who told me that?" Write down every win, no matter how small. Build a case for yourself. Over time, this turns hesitation into habit, and habit into belief. Self-doubt thrives in the space between your aspirations and your actions. It survives in hesitation, in overthinking, in waiting for the perfect moment. But perfect moments don't exist. Only decisions do. The moment you decide that self-doubt will not control you, you take the first step toward self-belief. Consider the concept of mental reframing. Instead of thinking, "What if I fail?" reframe it to, "What if I succeed beyond my wildest dreams?" Every thought carries weight, and every belief shapes your reality. If you allow your thoughts to be filled with doubt, your actions will follow suit. But if you fill your mind with possibility, courage will become your new default. Another powerful way to cultivate self-belief is by seeking discomfort. Growth never happens inside the walls of certainty. If you want to become confident, put yourself in situations where confidence is required. Speak up in meetings, try something new, embrace challenges instead of avoiding them. The more you face discomfort, the more resilient you become. Think of a muscle. Without resistance, it does not grow. Your mind is the same. Every difficult situation you endure expands your mental strength, preparing you for greater victories ahead. There's also the practice of visualization. The greatest athletes and leaders don't just act, they see their success before it happens. Close your eyes and imagine yourself achieving your goals. Feel the victory, embrace the energy, and walk into the world as if it has already happened. This technique doesn't just inspire you, it rewires your brain to expect success. Olympic athletes practice visualization before performing, training their minds as much as their bodies. If they can do it, so can you. Make visualization a daily ritual, morning, night, and before important moments. The more vividly you see success, the more likely it becomes your reality. Another essential aspect of self-belief is the ability to silence external noise. The world will always have opinions, and many will be negative. Some people may doubt you, question you, or even try to pull you down. But their words do not define you, your actions do. A strong sense of self-belief acts as a shield against negativity. It allows you to filter out what is irrelevant and focus only on what fuels your growth. Develop the habit of selective hearing. Take in only what elevates you, discard what diminishes you. Consistent action is another key to building belief in yourself. You can't just think about success, you have to work for it. Set small, achievable goals and celebrate progress. When you prove to yourself that you can accomplish tasks, your confidence grows. Each success, no matter how small, becomes a building block for greater self-assurance. Momentum is powerful. Once you get moving in the right direction, it becomes easier to keep going. So start now, no matter how small, and keep stacking victories. Lastly, never underestimate the power of repetition. The mind believes what it hears most often. If you tell yourself every day that you are capable, strong, and worthy of success, your subconscious will accept it as truth. Affirmations are not just words, they are instructions for your identity. So speak power into your life and watch as belief becomes your strongest weapon. Surround yourself with positivity, books, people, music, and environments that reinforce your self-worth. Create an ecosystem that supports your growth and watch how quickly self-belief transforms from an idea into an unshakable reality. Lesson 2. The power of identity. The version of you that succeeds isn't a dream. It's already inside you, waiting to be chosen. You don't need to fake it till you make it. Instead, be it until you become it. Success isn't about pretending. It's about embodying the mindset, discipline, and values of the person you wish to become. Every choice you make brings you closer or further from that version of yourself. But the challenge lies in commitment. Can you commit to becoming that person, even on the days when motivation is absent? The Stoics understood this well. Epictetus said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. You are what you repeatedly do. Every action you take confirms an identity. It's not enough to want success. You must live as though success is already within you, acting with the confidence and discipline that a successful person would display. Success is not a one-time choice, but a series of daily decisions. The more often you make these decisions, the stronger your identity becomes. However, it's crucial to remain adaptable. Growth is continuous, and your definition of success should evolve with time. What you aspire to today might expand into greater possibilities tomorrow. Every action you take contributes to this evolving version of yourself, reinforcing your belief that you are capable of rising to any challenge. This means setting standards for yourself. If the person you aspire to be is disciplined, act with discipline. If they are courageous, take bold actions. If they are wise, seek knowledge daily. Your actions shape your identity, and your identity dictates your future. But it doesn't stop there. These standards must be reinforced consistently, especially when the path becomes difficult. The true test of identity is in adversity. Will you hold the line when no one is watching? Will you maintain discipline even when the world throws obstacles your way? Success isn't about making a single grand gesture. It's about showing up every single day, doing the work even when it's hard, and never giving up on yourself. Every moment is an opportunity to strengthen your identity, to prove to yourself that you are capable of doing hard things. Success is a process of alignment. Your thoughts, actions, and habits must be in sync with the vision you hold of yourself. If you see yourself as a leader, lead. If you want to be known for resilience, show resilience. If you desire excellence, strive for excellence in all that you do. The identity you choose today becomes the foundation for who you will be tomorrow. There will be distractions, temptations to revert to old habits, but the moment you catch yourself slipping, you must correct course. Your future depends on the discipline of today. Remember, success isn't only about reaching the destination, it's also about becoming the kind of person who never stops pushing forward. Each moment presents a choice, to step up or step back. Always choose to step up. Always push yourself beyond the boundaries of comfort, because true growth happens when you challenge your limits. Start by asking, what would the version of me that I admire do today? Dress, think, and act like that person. Visualize their habits, their routines, their mindset. The more you embody this identity, the more natural it becomes. Over time, the gap between who you are and who you want to be disappears, and you realize there was never a gap at all. It was always you, waiting to be chosen. The battle is not with the outside world, but with your old self. To win, you must outgrow the person you used to be, and that requires unwavering commitment, even in the smallest of moments. And when you reach a new level of success, don't stop. Raise your standards higher. Keep evolving, keep striving, and keep proving to yourself that you are limitless. Growth has no ceiling, and self-belief is an infinite resource. You only need to tap into it consistently and relentlessly. Lesson 3: The art of relentless action. Self-belief is built through movement. The mind may hesitate, but action doesn't. The Stoics had a simple principle: do what is in your control. And in every moment, action is in your control. Progress is never made by waiting, wishing, or hoping, only by stepping forward. No matter how small the step, it counts. Growth is achieved through motion, not stagnation. Every movement you make, however insignificant it seems, is a testament to your resolve. Each act of persistence builds a layer of self-trust, solidifying your belief that you are capable of overcoming any challenge. Success is not an abstract concept, but a habit formed by repeated efforts over time. The more you act, the more self-trust you cultivate, and the stronger your belief in your ability to push forward. Think of Thomas Edison. He failed over 10,000 times before inventing the light bulb. But was it failure? Or was it just 10,000 steps towards success? Every attempt was a lesson, every setback a refinement. You are not judged by the number of times you fall, but by how many times you rise. True self-belief isn't about avoiding failure. It's about refusing to let failure define you. Resilience isn't born from success alone. It is forged in the fire of setbacks. Each stumble is an opportunity to rise stronger, to refine your approach, and to reaffirm your belief in yourself. Every setback presents a chance to rewrite your own story, proving that growth is not about perfection, but about persistence. The ability to see failure as a stepping stone rather than an obstacle is what separates those who succeed from those who stop trying. Create a rule: no 0 days. Even on your worst days, do one thing that pushes you forward, even if it's just writing one sentence, making one call, or learning one fact. Small actions create momentum, and momentum destroys doubt. When you feel stuck, remember that motion defeats hesitation. Action is the antidote to stagnation. Keep moving, and soon, confidence will replace uncertainty. The key to lasting success is progress, no matter how small. Even a single step is a victory over inertia. The most successful people in history weren't the ones who never struggled. They were the ones who never stopped. Every choice to take action reinforces your identity as someone who does not surrender to self-doubt, but instead converts it into motivation. As you make these small daily victories a habit, your confidence will grow exponentially, making challenges feel like stepping stones rather than roadblocks. But what happens when motivation fades? The answer is discipline. When you wake up uninspired, act anyway. When your energy is low, do something productive, even if it's minimal. The greatest achievers in history weren't fueled by constant enthusiasm, but by relentless consistency. Motivation may start the journey, but discipline ensures you reach the destination. It is the force that carries you through when passion wanes. A habit of action builds the foundation for unstoppable belief, training your mind to push forward even in difficult times. Consistency compounds, and over time, small daily disciplines result in massive transformations. The more you stick to this discipline, the more natural success becomes, until taking action is no longer a struggle, but simply a way of life. When discipline takes over, progress becomes inevitable, and success becomes a natural byproduct of your daily efforts. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a testament to your strength. Growth doesn't happen overnight, but in the accumulation of these small victories. When you push yourself beyond your comfort zone, you stretch your limits and redefine what's possible. The mind and body adapt to challenge, but only if you expose them to discomfort regularly. Doubt will creep in, but it doesn't have to dictate your choices. When your inner voice whispers uncertainty, counter it with action. The best way to silence fear is to prove it wrong through movement. The more you act in defiance of doubt, the weaker its grip on you becomes. Eventually, you won't just believe in your ability to succeed, you'll know it as fact. There is power in routine. Success is often found in the mundane, in the daily discipline of showing up even when it's hard. Athletes train not because they feel like it every day, but because their goals demand it. Writers write not because inspiration strikes daily, but because consistency births mastery. Treat your ambitions the same way. Make progress non-negotiable. Surround yourself with people who reinforce your belief in yourself. The energy of those around you either lifts you higher or holds you back. Choose to engage with those who encourage growth, who challenge you, and who push you toward your full potential. The right support system amplifies self-belief and creates an environment where success is inevitable. Ultimately, the journey of self-belief is never truly finished. It's an ongoing process of refinement and evolution. The person you are today is just a fraction of who you're capable of becoming. Keep striving, keep growing, and never settle for mediocrity. The only limits that exist are the ones you refuse to challenge. One day, you'll look back and realize that every little action compounded into something greater. Every decision to push forward, even when you didn't feel like it, built the foundation of your success. The mind may hesitate, but action doesn't. Progress is not a singular event, but a culmination of persistent efforts. So keep moving, keep rising, and keep proving yourself right. Build a life where action is second nature and belief follows as an unshakable certainty. Let every day be a step toward the person you are meant to become. Let no hesitation hold you back, for within each step lies the power to transform your life beyond your wildest imagination. When you embrace this mindset, your future becomes limitless, and your self-belief becomes the unbreakable foundation for everything you achieve. Lesson 4. Overcoming fear and resistance. Fear is a liar. It pretends to protect you, but it only cages you. It tells you to wait until you're ready, to hesitate, to stay in the comfort of the familiar. But the Stoics knew the truth. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it. And fear, it is rarely true. It fabricates limitations and makes the uncertain seem impossible. It creates imaginary walls where none exist and magnifies risks beyond reality, convincing you that failure is guaranteed before you've even tried. Imagine two wolves fighting within you. One is fear, whispering doubt, hesitation, and worst-case scenarios. The other is courage, urging action, resilience, and faith in yourself. Which one wins? The one you feed. Every time you act despite fear, courage grows stronger. Every time you lean into discomfort instead of retreating, you reinforce your resilience. Fear shrinks when confronted, but it thrives when avoided. It preys on hesitation and grows stronger when left unchallenged. But every small act of defiance chips away at its power, proving that courage is not the absence of fear, but the decision to act in spite of it. Fear has a habit of masquerading as logic. It justifies inaction by presenting compelling reasons to stay put. It tells you that you're not ready, that the time isn't right, that failure is inevitable. But ask yourself, has playing it safe ever led to extraordinary results? Every successful person, every high achiever, has faced fear head-on and decided to move forward anyway. Fear will always present excuses, but you must counter them with action. By shifting your mindset from "what if I fail" to "what if I succeed beyond my wildest dreams," you begin to rewire your response to fear, transforming it into fuel rather than a roadblock. A practical way to conquer fear is through exposure therapy. Afraid of public speaking? Speak in small groups first, then larger ones. Afraid of rejection? Ask for something small from a stranger, then work your way up to bigger risks. Afraid of failure? Do it anyway, and learn from your mistakes or any challenges that arise. There is no better teacher than failure. The more you face what you subconsciously fear, the less intimidating it becomes. Remember this: fear thrives in avoidance, courage grows in action. The only way to dismantle the fear is to confront it repeatedly, proving to yourself that the anticipated consequences are often exaggerated. The more you expose yourself to discomfort, the more you develop an immunity to fear, making challenges that once felt insurmountable seem trivial in hindsight. Make it a habit to stretch your comfort zone daily. Do something that challenges you, even in the smallest way. Speak up in meetings. Introduce yourself to someone new. Take on a responsibility that intimidates you. Push your own limits, even when doubt lingers in the background. Fear will always exist in some form, but by embracing discomfort as a path to growth, you weaken its grip. The more frequently you confront fear, the more you realize it was never as powerful as it seemed. Soon, nothing will feel impossible, because you will have proven to yourself that you are stronger than any fear that tries to stand in your way. And when fear arises again, as it inevitably will, you will meet it with certainty, knowing that you have already conquered greater obstacles before. Fear is not something to be avoided. It is something to be mastered. Every great achievement in history was accomplished by someone who felt fear, but acted anyway. The key is not to eliminate fear, but to move forward in spite of it. The greatest leaders, innovators, and visionaries were not fearless. They were simply unwilling to let fear dictate their future. They understood that fear is a compass pointing toward growth, and rather than retreat, they walk toward it with purpose. One of the most effective ways to build courage is to change your relationship with failure. Failure is not the opposite of success. It is a necessary part of it. Every setback, every mistake, every rejection is a lesson in disguise. Instead of fearing failure, start seeing it as feedback. What did you learn? What can you improve? How can you adapt? The sooner you embrace failure as a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block, the faster you will progress toward your goals. Fear often thrives on uncertainty. The unknown can be intimidating, but uncertainty is not the enemy. It is the birthplace of opportunity. If you knew every outcome in advance, there would be no room for discovery, innovation, or growth. The most fulfilling achievements in life come from venturing into the unknown and figuring things out as you go. Trust yourself. Even if you don't have all the answers now, you will find them along the way. A critical tool in overcoming fear is the ability to shift focus. Fear makes you fixate on the worst possible outcome, but what if you redirected that energy toward the best possible outcome? Instead of asking, "What if I fail?" ask, "What if I succeed?" Instead of imagining embarrassment, picture triumph. Instead of anticipating rejection, expect connection. Your mind is incredibly powerful. What you focus on expands. Choose to focus on possibility rather than limitation. Instead of focusing on the barriers ahead, focus on the pathways that courage can carve. Every great achievement began with a decision to act despite uncertainty. Each step taken in faith, even in the smallest form, contributes to the momentum that dismantles fear entirely. Your fears are like shadows. They seem vast and intimidating, but they have no true substance. The only way to shrink them is to bring them into the light through action. Instead of running from fear, dissect it. Ask yourself, "What exactly am I afraid of?" Then break it down into logical parts. Is it rejection, failure, embarrassment? The moment you define fear, you give yourself the power to dismantle it piece by piece. There is immense power in intentionality. Fear thrives in passive minds, in those who allow life to dictate their choices rather than seizing the reins themselves. Choose to be intentional in everything you do. From the way you speak about yourself to the way you take risks, cultivate a mindset that sees fear as an obstacle to be overcome rather than a wall that cannot be crossed. It is in your choices, not your circumstances, that your future is determined. A strong mind is built the same way a strong body is, through endurance and resistance. If you never push yourself to lift heavier, run farther, or challenge your stamina, you remain stagnant. The same applies to mental strength. If you never test your limits, never embrace discomfort, you deny yourself the opportunity to grow. Train yourself to embrace difficult situations as training grounds for greatness. When fear presents itself, let excitement replace hesitation. Every challenge contains the seed of opportunity. What if, instead of backing away from the unknown, you leaned into it with curiosity? What if, instead of anticipating failure, you anticipated growth? Every great transformation starts with a simple decision: to be more than your fears, to act despite them, to push forward, even when the outcome isn't guaranteed. In the end, fear only has the power you allow it to have. It may whisper doubts and uncertainties, but you have the final say in what you believe. Choose belief. Choose action. Choose to face fear head on, knowing that every time you do, you take another step toward the strongest, most unstoppable version of yourself. Another powerful approach is to create a personal mantra for moments of fear. Words shape reality, and by consistently reinforcing a statement of power, you train your mind to respond differently to fear. Instead of saying, "I'm nervous," say, "I'm excited." Instead of saying, "I can't do this," say, "I am capable." Over time, these affirmations become ingrained, shifting your default response from avoidance to action. Courage is built through repetition. Just like a muscle, it strengthens with use. The more you expose yourself to discomfort, the more resilient you become. Make it a habit to seek out small challenges every day. Speak up in a meeting, try a new skill, initiate a difficult conversation. Over time, these small acts of bravery accumulate, transforming you into someone who no longer hesitates when faced with fear. Fear is an illusion designed to keep you in the known, to keep you safe, but at the cost of your potential. Growth happens beyond comfort, and comfort is the breeding ground of stagnation. The longer you let fear dictate your choices, the smaller your world becomes. The good news is that fear can be rewired. When you start seeing fear as a signpost rather than a stop sign, everything changes. Fear means you are about to enter a zone of growth. Instead of retreating, step forward. Each time you do, the boundaries of your limitations expand. One of the most powerful tools to combat fear is to build a track record of courage. Document every time you push through a fear, no matter how small, whether it was speaking up in a meeting, trying a new experience, or standing up for yourself, write it down. Over time, this list becomes undeniable proof that you are stronger than fear. It serves as a reference, reminding you that you've faced fear before and won. Another key factor in mastering fear is resilience. No one is born fearless, but anyone can become resilient. Resilience is built through exposure to challenge. The more you push your boundaries, the more resilient you become. Challenges stop feeling like walls and start feeling like hurdles, meant to be cleared. And with each hurdle you conquer, your self-belief grows stronger. Your environment also plays a crucial role in fear management. Surround yourself with people who encourage courage, who believe in your potential, who inspire you to be better. Negativity is contagious, but so is bravery. When you associate with those who refuse to be limited by fear, their energy becomes your energy. Choose your influences wisely. Recognize that fear never disappears entirely. Even the most courageous individuals still experience fear. It's just that they refuse to be ruled by it. The goal is not to eliminate fear, but to learn to act in spite of it. Instead of waiting for fear to vanish, embrace it as part of the journey. Fear is simply a sign that you're moving towards something meaningful. And if something matters that much, isn't it worth pushing past the fear to achieve it? Remember that the strongest version of you already exists within. Fear may try to cloud your vision, but beneath it lies a reservoir of strength waiting to be tapped into. You are capable of far more than you think. Every time you choose courage over comfort, you uncover more of your potential. The battle against fear is ongoing, but every victory, no matter how small, brings you one step closer to the fearless, unstoppable person you were always meant to be. Lesson 5. The mirror test. At the end of the day, there's only one person you answer to, the person in the mirror. Seneca said, "Most powerful is he who has himself in his own power." The question is, when you look in the mirror, do you see someone you respect? Self-respect comes from keeping promises to yourself. If you say you'll wake up early, wake up. If you say you'll work out, work out. Every broken promise chips away at belief, but every kept promise makes you unstoppable. Your confidence isn't built on external validation, but on the quiet victories you accumulate daily. It's not about proving something to the world. It's about proving to yourself that you can be trusted with your own ambitions. Tonight, before bed, look yourself in the eye and ask, "Did I win today? If not, make tomorrow different." Because ultimately, the only competition is you versus you. Success isn't about grand achievements. It's about showing up for yourself every single day. Small wins stack up, and the more often you succeed in the small things, the more confident you become in tackling the big ones. Self-reflection is the foundation of self-improvement. The mirror does not lie. It reflects your effort, discipline, and integrity. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do is remind yourself that you have control over your actions. When you go to bed at night, the last thing you should do is evaluate how well you exercised that control. This simple practice of self-assessment keeps you accountable and sharpens your awareness of personal growth. It turns every day into an opportunity for refinement, making progress an intentional act rather than a passive hope. Many people avoid the mirror not because they fear their physical reflection, but because they fear confronting their own choices. They fear acknowledging where they fell short, where they hesitated, where they betrayed their own aspirations. but true growth demands honesty. When you look into your own eyes, be willing to face the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it may be. Only by accepting responsibility can you change what needs to be changed. Running from your mistakes only strengthens them, but facing them with courage transforms them into lessons. Building self-respect is like building muscle. It requires consistent effort and repetition. Each time you set a goal and follow through, you add another layer of strength to your character. Each time you break a promise to yourself, you weaken your own foundation. This is why small daily wins matter. They create a domino effect that leads to bigger victories, reinforcing your confidence and solidifying your discipline. Just as muscles adapt to stress and grow stronger, so does your self-discipline when challenged. The effort you put in today shapes the person you'll be tomorrow. There will be days when you fail. That is inevitable. The mirror will show you your setbacks, but it will also show you your resilience. What matters is not perfection, but persistence. If today was not a win, make tomorrow a comeback. Learn from mistakes, adjust your strategy, and take action again. Over time, the balance will tilt in your favor, not because you never failed, but because you never quit. Every failure is a test of commitment. Those who push through, who refuse to let setbacks define them, are the ones who ultimately succeed. The mirror test is not about vanity, it's about integrity. When you say you will do something and you follow through, you create an unshakable sense of self-trust. This trust is what allows you to take risks, to push beyond limitations, and to develop unbreakable confidence. When you respect yourself, others will naturally follow suit. The way you see yourself determines how the world sees you. If you carry yourself with belief, others will respond accordingly. Strength starts internally and radiates outward. Every morning, you have the chance to set a standard for yourself. Every night, you have the opportunity to evaluate if you met that standard. Hold yourself accountable, because no one else will do it for you. In the end, the mirror reflects not just your image, but the truth of who you are becoming. The version of you that succeeds isn't found in a single moment. It's built through a series of choices, day after day. Every decision compounds, shaping your future whether you realize it or not. You versus you is the ultimate battle. Make sure that every time you face yourself, you can stand tall and say, "I gave it my all." Because at the end of the day, the person in the mirror is the only one who truly knows whether you tried, whether you pushed, whether you honored your own potential. Make that reflection one you are proud of every single day.